Inside of Driving Fire, we got a VIP in the building. Michaela White is in the building. Muskegon Heights Tire Class of 24. Hey.
I am here, everyone.
Look, she's going to try to be all proper. So
I'm here, everyone.
She know how to code switch. That's good, though. You got to know how to code switch. Bro.
That's what it is.
Code switch, bro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Going to Africa. Have you met anybody from Ghana yet?
No, but when we were at our lock-in for Upper Bound, we had met some, I think over Nigeria, I think.
Okay, Nigeria.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bunch of them.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of them.
They're everywhere.
They scam.
That's our family. Yeah. No, come on, Rob.
They scam?
No,
come
yeah.
on, don't listen to Rob.
Really?
No.
He's Nigerian.
Rob is Nigerian, too.
I only got 1%.
No, he got more than 1%. Don't believe. And I tell you what, Michaela, you're Nigerian, too. I have yet to meet a black person that have Nigerian in their blood. So I don't know what percentage, but it's a good chance you got Nigerian in your blood too. That's our family. So, you know, how you feeling?
I feel great today. I had a good day today.
You had a good day today?
Yeah.
Okay. So fill me in on this. You're a hip hop expert. So fill me in. I don't know what's going on, but why is Kendrick Lamar and Drake beefing? Like, what's the problem there?
I'm not sure, but I know Like That was a great song and a diss track.
What song?
It's called Like That by Kendrick Lamar, Future, and Metro Boomin.
Okay, so Kendrick started it?
I'm not sure who started, but they did some damage with that song.
They ended it, huh?
Yeah, they pretty
When did that song come out?
I'm not sure. I think it was like a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Maybe.
So who are you? So are you a Drake fan?
No.
So
I don't really.
So you're gonna say Kendrick won then?
Kendrick definitely won that.
So you have a twin brother?
Yeah, Mikael.
Do y'all get along? I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
Y'all ever argue?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Wow. Being a twin, is it a lot of things that y'all have in common?
We have a lot in common. It's just like my mom say that. How we act is what each other is missing.
Really?
Because like, Mikael is like really shy and laid back, but I'm like really
outgoing.
Yeah.
Who the smartest?
He is. Not even gonna lie to you.
Well, I thought you was gonna say I am. You just gave up like that.
I have to give this credit.
Maybe you got more street smart, street wisdom.
Yeah. For
okay,
sure.
There you go. That
she
matters too
for sure.
So you going to Alabama's?
State.
What college he going to go to?
I think he's going to FAMU.
All righty. All right. So y'all, this is going to be the first time y'all are separated. How you feel about that?
We never really did anything apart.
Somebody going to end up going to the other school. Why?
I told him I'm going to be daughter all the time.
So do y'all take classes together?
Yeah, but I think around like 11, he go to CTC and he don't come back to the end of the school day.
Wow. So when did you realize that y'all were twins?
In like, Was it
elementary or before then?
I think it was about elementary school.
Did it really soak into you like, this is we share DNA?
No, I still haven't soaked in.
I know it's not identical, but y'all got to, you know what I mean? Do y'all look alike, right?
People say we do, but I don't see it.
You don't see it?
Mm-mm.
What do you think, Rob?
They do look alike. I do.
I don't know.
And she wasn't lying. Her brother is more quiet, reserved, laid back.
Uh-huh.
Michaela?
Yeah. She out there.
She be going in.
That's good. That is so cool. So are y'all the oldest in the family?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And y'all going to Africa, so y'all get to get on the airplane together, leave the country together, do all this stuff together.
That's what I was worried about.
And her brother was like, we're going to have to sleep apart.
Well,
you're going to be in another place, and I'm going to be in another place.
You weren't used to that, right?
No, they ain't used to that.
Are you serious?
Well, he ain't. He like, I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, y'all being apart, separate rooms, separate places?
We've slept like apart. We have different rooms. It's okay. Just, I think he wants to be in the same like. But since
vicinity.
I told him he needs to learn how to like.
Is he your protector?
No, I protect him.
I can believe that.
Really?
Because she wins all the fight, he said. Every time they have a fist fight, she wins.
Because he allow you to win, right?
Yeah. I think that's what it knows. You think that?
So, I understand you like music. You like music. We're going to let you pick some of the playlists for this for the rest of the show. Who do you want to hear?
On and On by Erykah Badu.
Why Erykah Badu? What do you know about her? Like, she our age.
I don't know. It's just, like, something about her and her music. It just brings joy into my life.
No, and you listened to Erykah Badu, you was telling us off air, cleaning.
Yeah. When I clean stuff, I listen to it.
All right. We're going to let you introduce Erykah Badu on Afternoon Jams. Go ahead, introduce it.
And welcoming Erykah Badu.
Afternoon Jams inside the 6 o'clock hour. We got the celebrity with us. Michaela is in the building. What's the name? What's the name again? What they call you out there?
K-Drizzy.
K-Drizzy. It's in the building. We have to put her on radio when we get to Ghana Ride.
Oh, yeah. You got to. Yeah. You got to put her on radio when you get there.
So if you had a mixtape, who would be on your mixtape?
Fantasia, probably, and Kendrick Lamar, and Jill Scott, and... Yeah,
more. None of these new rappers?
I listen to Glorilla and Sexy Red, but not as much as I do as, like, Daniel Caesar and, like...
What is Glorilla? I never listened to her music. What is she talking about? Rob, help me. I'm not sure.
What is she talking about?
Rob, listen to that stuff.
She talks... To me, she try to be...
She deep?
She not deep like that, no. She no.
She not deep like that?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Is she like a dancer music? Is dancing hip hop?
Not all of it. Some of it is kind of. She want to be a female thug, in a sense.
She is a female thug.
Oh, wow.
She just got arrested for a DUI in Atlanta.
Well, she on the way there.
And she
checking that off the list.
But her music is great, though, actually.
Really?
I've just never listened. Like, I see it on TikTok, but it's good. It's good, great music.
Really?
I just never listened to it.
Glorilla. All righty. That's Q89 time. He know about all that stuff. So
yeah, that's his time.
Yeah. We got a couple announcements. The Friends of Montevue Cemetery need your help, Muskegon. From May the 1st to May the 9th, they would like to have silk flowers donated to them so they can beautify the cemetery out in Muskegon Heights. They also need volunteers for Saturday, May the 11th, where they're going to be out at the cemetery making sure things look good. So you can drop your flowers off at Muskegon Heights DPW or City Hall box in entry. So if you got any silk flowers out there, please donate it to the Friends of Montevue Cemetery. I haven't been out there in a while. I haven't been out there, but I know they went through some tough times for a minute, and the community's trying to help the city out. So that's good. So, Drizzy, you got an announcement, right?
Yes.
What do we got going on?
Do not forget, May 13th. From 5 to 8, you better be there. I am looking for you. Culver's.
Culver's. And what's going to be happening out at Culver's? What we got going on?
A donation to the network's Kids Free Trip to Africa.
There you go. The Kids Free Trip to Africa.
And don't say don't know where it's at because it's 1776 Independence Drive.
There you go. Right behind Meyer. There you go.
Right behind.
And they, you know, when I ate beef... Culver's have some of the best hamburgers you will ever have.
I've never had it.
You never had one?
No, by the way, it's looking on his poster right now. I'm finna go get one.
That's how I look. That's the only time I get tempted is when I'm in Culver's. But I can't eat no beef. But it's just, man, if they did turkey, I'd be out there every day. Rob, have you had one?
No, I can't afford it.
Come on, man, stop it.
You can't afford it?
You smoking cigarettes every day.
Right.
I can't afford it. What's more important, food or cigarettes?
Cigarettes right now.
I hope not.
If you had a choice, Rob.
I would smoke cigarettes.
Other than food?
I would die of hunger.
Oh, my God. You serious?
Stress I'm under.
What kind of stress you on? Your kids are grown. You're doing good. You got money. You're losing weight. What could be a problem now, Rob? You don't have enough time to spend your money? That's what it is?
I don't have enough to spend.
All right. Whatever.
I know that's
every
right.
time I get a dime, they need a dollar, so I give them 5 cents.
But your kids are grown, so it's not like they're in your pocketbook. They're grown.
Moving on.
So, all right, all right. McKenna, what you want to hear? 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 We playing all your music.
She done forgot everything after that
playing
one.
All, we playing all your music, you know what I mean?
We should listen to Fantasia.
All right. Fantasia. Which one?
Without Me, featuring Kelly Rowland.
Kelly Rowland. All right. There you go.
Told you she forgot everything listening to me.
Fantasia Without Me. We rolling to his afternoon jams.